This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a whole bunch of questions about last night that aren't now what. They're more along the lines of something you'd ask a pollster, like, what happened and why did so many people get it not right? Thankfully, we know a pollster. Larry Rosen is the president of Edison Research. They're the ones who do the official exit polls for presidential elections. And not for nothing, they were also our partners in our Marketplace Edison Research Economic Survey that came out, about 3 weeks, a month or so ago. Larry, it's good to talk to you again.
Hi, Kai.
I wonder maybe if the place to start with this conversation about polling and exit polls and this election is how little it seems we knew about ourselves, given the way things turned out.
Well, yeah. I mean, the polling industry, especially the pre-election pollsters, are definitely going to have to regroup and try to figure out why most of them seem to be projecting a Hillary victory, in fact, a rather easy Hillary victory. And then in the end, that's not what happened. You know, when it comes to elections, a huge part is who's going to show up and vote. Mm-hmm. And I think most of that analysis is going to come down to turnout. And that really seems to be a huge part of the story of the election.
Let me drill down into a couple of data points on this thing. And I'm looking now at your results from your exit polls yesterday. Hillary Clinton won those who thought the economy was good and fair and obviously lost horribly to those who thought the economy was lousy. And that can't be a surprise to anybody.
Right. And that was truly one of the most predictive items in the exit poll. Only a tiny number of people think the national economy is excellent, and they overwhelmingly went for Clinton. A third of people think it's good, and they overwhelmingly went for Clinton. But among the majority of people who said it's not good or poor, 62% of people said the national economy is either not good or poor, and they went for Trump in very, very large numbers.
Were you surprised by any of this?
Not that Trump won those groups, it's just the magnitude. It wasn't that people who felt the economy was doing poorly would vote for Trump. It's just that how many people felt that way in the first place, and how that's what put them over.
As you try to at a dinner party on Friday or Saturday night, where you're going to go to unwind after a crazy beginning of the week, how are you going to explain this to your friends over a beer or a glass of wine?
Yeah, we're still sort of processing and trying to understand. But the one thing I'm really focused in on is turnout. Donald Trump found a way to motivate groups who hadn't turned out to vote for instance, Mitt Romney 4 years ago or John McCain 8 years ago in significant enough numbers. And all of a sudden, states, especially across the northern tier of this country, Pennsylvania, Ohio, he came very, very close in Michigan and Minnesota. He won Wisconsin, easily won Iowa. All of a sudden, these states started flipping. And that, to me, was a huge part of the story.
Were those voters just hidden? Were they not contacted by pollsters? Did they not answer with what they eventually thought was going to happen? I'm talking now, obviously, in the pre-election polls.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know yet, and no one knows yet. I mean, the shy Trump theory is going to be widely discussed, that pollsters talked to them and they either said they hadn't decided or that they said that they would vote for someone else. But once inside the voting booth, they came to a different conclusion. It's early days, and mm-hmm. there's going to be tons of analysis. I'll happily come back. But I mean, I'm not dodging your question when I say I don't know, and I'm pretty sure no one yet knows the answer.
Larry Rosen is the president of Edison Research. He is, I should say, in case you missed it earlier this year, they were our partners on the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Surveys that we did. Larry, thanks very much.
Of course, Kai.